Welcome to Arnie's Birthday Zoom, Christmas Day edition, with one of my favorite people, and that's, of course, Gerald Thomas, Boilermaker basketball standout, 1974 to 77, part of a state championship team at Connersville as well. Nickname was Hop, I believe, and played with some very, very good basketball teams. Played the NCAA tournament his senior year when it was really hard to get into the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
Second Purdue team to do that. Gerald, Christmas birthday is a unique thing, but happy birthday to you. And thanks for joining us on our Arnie's Birthday Zoom.
Well, thank you, Alan. I appreciate that. It's always Christmas to me. So people have to remind me it's birthday. It's just Christmas. So they have to remind me it's birthday. So
tell me, because, you know, I have a December birthday, not December 25th, but it's still a unique experience to be a Christmas baby, so to speak. In the Thomas household, how did that work when you were growing up?
Actually, it was kind of nice in the household because mom would wrap a Christmas present and she'd wrap it in Christmas wrapping, but she'd wrap my birthday present in a birthday wrapping. So I knew that I had two gifts coming, and always was that way. And I just enjoyed that. That was fun. I never got cheated, Alan. So I got my share of gifts that day.
Christmas, were you a big one? Well, of course, Christmas is, there's food's usually a part of that. But anything special also that your parents or your mom made for you from a Christmas culinary standpoint?
My mom would always make a banana nut cake with vanilla frosting. And she would decorate the outside with walnuts. She impeccably placed them on the outside of the cake, and on the top she would put some around the edge, around the rim, but then she would have cherries in the middle on the top. And I mean, it was just a fantastic display that she put together, but the cake was excellent, obviously. So that I always looked forward to. She made a display of that.
That sounds like a reason to celebrate, to say the least. All right, Gerald, nobody in Purdue sports has served his community more, has been a more of a community person than Gerald Thomas. Not only at your work at the university, your work on city council here, but a lot of other things that we don't even know. Talk about just that, you know, you do that naturally, because that's kind of the person, at least I've known over the years, that just does it by doing it. But talk about that need in today, and maybe a little bit of that Christmas message, that the need for service and the need for people to step up, and how you've learned to lead by example by doing that all these years.
Well, my mother raised us to be servants. You know, she said that you don't go through this life by yourself. You have to have partners and friends along the way. And she said, along that way, make someone else's life a little better. And so I took that to heart. City council, it's been my fourth term now, ending at 2023. I'm going to run again. I've made that decision because, I feel that I have some things to offer for this community still. And I look forward to continue to make West Lafayette a great place to live and play and work. So that part of it, Alan, has been very rewarding. I be honest with you, when Sonia Margin was mayor, many of you maybe remember those days, she asked me to be on the city council. I said, Sonia, I'm not a political person. I don't like politics. I'm not interested. And she probably asked me four times. And the fifth time, for some reason, Alan, it just felt right. It just felt like it was time to do that. And I said yes, and probably should have said yes probably 10, 15 years earlier, Alan.
Yeah, you've done a great job working, like you said, and city council doesn't need to be, it is political, but it doesn't have to be. It's all how you treat others and working for the best interest of West Lafayette citizens. And I can vouch, being a West Lafayette citizen, you have done a phenomenal job, both under Sonia Margin and, of course, John Dennis, too, is the mayor. Both great people to work with.
Alan, I appreciate that, because when I got into this, I told myself I'm not into this for any other reason other than for make this city the best city I can do it. It wasn't about me. It never was going to be about me, and it never will be about me. It's about the citizens of the city and trying to serve their interests and make it, again, the best place that we can make it to live. So I'm proud of West Lafayette, what you've done. We've made some huge strides in the 15 years that I've been on the council. And I've served with some great leaders on the council. Some passed away, unfortunately, but others are still around, and they continue to serve in various means. So it's been a great ride, Alan. I have to admit, again, thought early on I'd never want to do this, but you know, once you get into it, you really enjoy the ride, and so it's been fun.
Yeah, one other question about that, just about the role of Purdue and West Lafayette. And of course, you can speak to both sides of that because you worked at Purdue. You obviously graduated from Purdue and et cetera, and live within the shadow of Mackey Arena in your home. But change in leadership. Mitch Daniels will be out as of about a week from now, Meng Cheng coming in. What are your thoughts, expectations, and how and if that relationship will change at all?
Well, I don't think that relationship is going to change at all, Alan. Under Mitch Daniels' leadership, we were able to make Purdue part of the city of West Lafayette. It wasn't, which was strange within the Big Ten because we were probably the only university town that the university was not part of the city. So we incorporated Purdue into the city, and that was a good thing to do. Purdue worked with us on the State Street development. They paid their $60 million, and the city paid our $60 million. And I think you see on the west side of campus that development is starting to pay dividends in the airport district with some of the major corporations that have come in, like Saab and SkyWater on ship development and so forth. So Mitch has really led the way from Purdue's standpoint, and we've had a great relationship with Mitch. We're looking forward to having the same relationship with the new president coming in. I think his credentials speak for themselves, and we look forward to that partnership continuing with under his leadership.
Well, we both share a love for basketball. You were actually good at it. I wasn't, but part of a state championship at Connersville in your day, but also very, very a keen watcher of what you're seeing from Purdue basketball. Unbelievable that to the Boilermakers. You know, you were there and played the last Big Ten team that was number one in successive year, Indiana in 75 and 76. Purdue now joins that club this past 2 years, but fun team to watch. I would think from your basketball acumen over the years, that might be a fun team to play for with this current outfit that you're watching.
This would be a fun team to play for, no question, Alan. You know, early on, people said, well, Purdue probably rank them in the middle pack of the Big Ten. You know, they'll do well, but they won't be challenging for the title. But if you look at this group of players, these young men, they understand their roles. They play them well. There's no egos on this team. Everyone is doing their job. They're shooting the ball well, which is great. They haven't shot it real well the last couple of games, but this team can shoot the ball well. And that's big trouble for the competition because they either have to lock down on Edie inside, and that opens up the outside shot, or they try and guard the three-point line, and then Edie just has a field day. So you pick your poison, but this team, you know, the sky's the limit. I think they, if they continue to play as they are as a team, they'll go a long way in the maybe even making a Big Ten tournament run and a deep run into the NCAA tournament. So I love the composition, love the makeup of the players, just hardworking group that want to do what's right for the team.
Culture is everything. You had some great personalities on your team. And when you played, you know, the Walter Jordans of the world, the Eugene Parkers, the Mike Steeles, Dick Satterfields, on down the line. This is all successful people that went on to live really good lives and interesting lives. Matt Painter's done a great job from all accounts of building a culture there. Talk about that, you know, just that general fabric that you need to have to be successful no matter what you do around the organizations that you happen to be in. It seems like Matt Painter and company have done a great job with that.
Well, I think Matt has done a good job of recruiting players that fit into that Purdue mold. Guys that want to work hard, that want to do the right things on the court and off the court. So he's gathered a group of individuals over the years that have amplified that role. And I think that's shown in the success that Matt has had at Purdue. I applaud him for again, bringing in the type of players that the university can be proud of, the Purdue fans can be proud of. And there are guys who are just going to work hard, dive for loose balls, do the things that need to be done to be successful. So Matt, again, I salute him for what he's done in his tenure here at Purdue. He would have been a good coach to play for, as would have Gene Katie. But yeah. Again, it's a compliment to the staff over there at the athletic department that are recruiting the players that they want to recruit, that they want to have here. And, you know, they're not five-star recruits, but they're meshing together well. And as you can see, this year's team just doing a fabulous job of playing Purdue basketball.
Yeah, going to be a fun thing to watch to keep us warm in the winter. All right, this weather thing we're dealing with in West Lafayette, and really not just in West Lafayette, it's about every place in the country, with maybe the exception of Miami, Florida, maybe about the only place that's at normal temperatures. You had a couple blizzard experiences, or at least one in 1977, is that I recall, your senior year. Talk about that in that role of having to what you remember from that experience.
It was a very weird snowstorm, and once it was over, you know, you walked out of your apartment and it was like nobody was around. There were no cars on the street. You know, you saw maybe people walking their dogs or walking along the side of the road, but it was a very strange event, in my opinion. And like I said, I was walking down the middle of Kasu Street in Lafayette, and nobody's out. I'm saying, I'm walking through the middle of the street in what was a blizzard, and this is just totally strange. So cold weather, I'm not a cold weather fan, Alan.
Yeah.
I'm not a snow fan. I like warm weather. But, you know, we deal with this. It'll this too shall pass. But we'll just hunker down and stay warm, and everybody stay safe in this.
Yeah, no doubt, my friend. All right. Well, we'll let you get back to your holiday celebration and your birthday celebration. Gerald, you're a treasure to our community and also to Purdue basketball, Purdue athletics. And it's a privilege for me to have known you. You've been a quiet mentor of mine, even though just watching how you do it, you've always exemplified the right way to do things. And we're grateful for that and grateful to have a little piece of that, your wisdom, as we get a chance to do it. So enjoy your birthday, enjoy Christmas Day, enjoy the holidays. Let's hope, you know, if you're a Purdue fan, maybe the Boilermakers can stay number one for a little bit longer. My guess is they're not going to go undefeated.
No,
they're going to have some fun, and that's going to be great.
Alan, thanks for the opportunity. I appreciate this, and always good to talk to you. Take care.
All right. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and happy birthday to Gerald. Thanks to Arnie's also for your sponsorship, and we will be back. I think we got a New Year's Eve birthday we're going to celebrate, too, next week as well. So always appreciate people watching and listening, and be safe and stay warm, all.
Thank you.